Now this is a dedication for Cheryl, C-H-E-R-Y-L, Cook, C-O-O-K, June 2454. Address as a letter to Dr. Mary, M-U-R-R-A-Y, 583-1914. Dear Dr. Mary, follow up for Mrs. Cook, who has advanced renal failure, comes accompanied with family member. She has developmental disability, as well as bipolar disorder, prior lithium exposure, schizoaffective medications on schizoaffective disorder on treatment. She is getting more independent since the coronavirus pandemic. She rides the bus and goes places to enjoy eating. She's supposed to be using CPAP machine, but some parts needs to be replaced. She denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia. She denies diarrhea, bleeding, denies decreasing urination or recent infection. Trying to be physically active, does not use a cane or a walker. There has been no recent falls. Denies chest pain, palpitation, or dyspnea. Denies the use of oxygen. No orthopnea, PND. No purulent material hemaptysis. No pruritus. No skin rash. No bleeding nose or gums. Review system is negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight the vitamin D125 for her mental condition on Zyprexa and Depakote. Takes no blood pressure medication. Next paragraph. Today, blood pressure was actually running in the low side, 80 over 40, right side, the large calf, sitting position. I did it myself. Her speech is relatively garbled, which is baseline for her. She's, however, very pleasant, no respiratory distress. Lungs are completely clear, no consolidation, pleural effusion, no gross arrhythmia, no pericardial rupture. Obesity of the abdomen without tenderness, minimal edema, no gross focal deficits. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries in March, creatinine 1.9, has been, however, in the 2 plus minus for the last 2.5 years or so. Present GFR 28 stage 4, a normal sodium potassium acid base, a normal nutrition calcium, minor increase of phosphorus 4.8, a normal white blood cell. There is low platelet, which is new over the last 6 months, down to 44,000, anemia 10.7. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 4, slowly progressive over time. We have a long discussion with the patient and the family member. I explain what is the meaning of advanced renal failure. We do not do dialysis until GFR is less than 15 and symptoms, which is not the case. Given her developmental disability, she will not be able to do peritoneal or cycler at home, as family member cannot be there twice a day every day. We discuss what is the fistula, which is done in advance as a way to prepare for dialysis. We usually do that when GFR is consistently below 20. We discuss about the presently low blood pressure, but not symptomatic and takes no medications. We discuss about the vitamin D125 for secondary hyperparathyroidism. She does have anemia without reported external bleeding. We will update iron levels, B12, folic acid, and potential EPO treatment for hemoglobin less than 10. I'm concerned about the low platelets, which has nothing to do with the renal failure, but likely related to the use of Depakote. She follows with psychiatry, Dr. Rangwani, R-A-N-G-W-A-N-I. We call his office, alerting them about the low platelets, the use of Depakote. They need to follow potentially a Depakote level 2, continue management of CPAP machine, continue avoiding anti-inflammatory agents. Present report, I don't have to do any changes on potassium acid base or water or nutrition. There is a phosphorus trending up. We want to keep it under 4.8. She is 4.8, so we will monitor for potential binders. I encourage the patient family member to attend the pre-dialysis classes where they can expand it, what I discussed in detail today. They are agreeable to do chemistries on a regular basis, and I plan to see her back on the next 4 to 6 months.